Bill Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Jeffrey Dowder is with us, who has a haunted mansion that caused some controversy with kids and parents last year. And that boy, his name was Jeffrey Taylor?
Yes, sir. And he was the only child that was injured.
You had last year a haunted mansion in Anaheim Hills called the Mystery Hills Haunted Mansion that the children spent the night in.
Yeah, well the children were brought and left by their parents, and they spent the night with us, and we created a haunted mansion atmosphere for them. And we had a climax to the night where we told the children that the vampires would attack, or that the head vampire would attack. And that the boy was so scared that he jumped out of an attic window. It was a small attic window that he leapt from. We then found out from his parents, or I found out, his parents claimed that they told Toby and my girlfriend, Tina.
Now, let's get the principals here. Toby, Bo, and Tina.
Tina James.
Is your girlfriend. They were told by this boy's parents that he was retarded?
Apparently, they said that he was mentally retarded, yeah. And that they wanted to spend the night. And we told them that they said the kid would be okay, but I didn't know that the kid was retarded.
All right, well, what happened?
Well, at the end of the night, my friend, Mr. Bo, had an injury in his life that we probably don't have to talk about it, but he had an injury where he lost his right eye. And he has a patch over his eye, and for this particular part of the haunted mansion, he takes the patch off, and his eye is kind of gnarly, and it has a scar, and it's white and gnarly. And so,
all right, we've got a big audience out there, Jeff. What do you mean by gnarly? Do you mean it looks pretty?
It looks
like it's mutilated.
Yeah, it looks mutilated, right? Or mutilated. And he pulled it off. That's when the kid screamed and climbed out the window and jumped.
And you say this boy was retarded. He was dropped off by his parents, and you guys knew about this.
No, I didn't know about it. Toby says he doesn't know about it, and Tina says she doesn't. But the parents said they did say. If we'd known that the kid was retarded, we would never have allowed him at the haunted mansion for to see Toby's eye. And that's why we told the city of Anaheim that, and they still won't license our haunted mansion. And we have been down there 4 times to get a haunted mansion license.
How much money did you make in this place? First of all, do you have to rent this out?
No, the home is donated to us. It's in the Crest of the Hills portion of Anaheim Hills. So it doesn't cost us anything, and we fix it up, and we're allowed to keep the money that we make from the haunted mansion.
How much do you charge?
We charge $10 a child, and adults are $15. We recommend that adults not come, but they can if they want to. The kids spend the night in the house.
How much money did you make last year on this, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't know, probably close to $1,500, $2,000.
So you got kids coming in and out of the house all night, and then kids spending the night, and then you have this, your friend take the patch off his eye.
And it's a
messed up eye. What happened to his eye?
He was messing around basically with a bottle of oxygen that was in it was a glass bottle of oxygen that exploded, and he got a shard of glass into the eye, and he.
So he lost his vision in that eye, and he wears a patch over it.
And he wears a patch over it. But for the haunted mansion, he'll take it off.
So one child gets so scared, he leaps out of a second-floor window. It's an attic window. How many feet down?
Probably about 25 feet. The kid's okay. The kid's okay now. But it shows that you cannot have a child not prepared because of mental retardation to go into the haunted, into the hill, into a haunted house.
All right, Jeff Dowder is with us. 1-800-449-8686. These haunted houses that kids go into, every year there's some problem, isn't there?
Well, not really, Mr. Henry. I mean, if you do it right, you can certainly entertain the children the right way.
Well, I'm always hearing about some haunted mansion that's got some abortion scene, or it's got a murder scene, or something like this.
No, we don't do anything like that. We have goblins and ghosts, we do a Dracula scene, and we do a Frankenstein scene. And then like I said, we have the vampire scene.
See, here's the thing that bothers me. An adult male taking a patch off of an eye that he had blown out with glass or something is going to scare me, let alone a poor little kid. And now you take a little kid who you say is retarded, and you think that made a difference?
Well, yeah, I do, because a normal kid isn't going to be as scared as an abnormal kid.
And you're referring to this retarded kid as abnormal?
I
agree that he's not perhaps as cognizant of things as a regular kid or another kid, but the fact is he should be treated as a child. And when you show him an eyeball of a friend that's been blown out with glass...
But here's the thing about that. It looks realistic.
Well, I mean, a lot of stuff looks realistic. You can take a kid down to the morgue and show him a dead body with the guts blown out of it. That looks realistic, too. You going to take a kid down there?
I'm not necessarily saying that's not... No, I wouldn't do that, but I mean, Toby's fine. He's not hurt. What we're asking is this. We don't want... First of all, we want to get a license so we can have our Haunted Mansion back. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, we think if they keep certain kinds of abnormally developed kids out of there, and they could be of any kind of kid, they could... probably like a...
We'll spit it out.
Well, I mean, like a retarded kid or kids like that, we'd like to keep them out and just have the normal ones.
Were any of the normal kids scared to the point where they wanted to jump out of a window?
No.
But that was your dungeon scene where they were all tied down, right?
They were, yeah.
Was the retarded kid tied down, the Taylor boy?
Yes, he was, but this is something you need to know. Retarded kids have abnormal strength, and they can bust through ropes and butt...
Wait.
No, it's true. I mean, if you've ever wrestled one for a baseball or anything...
No. That is what we call an old wives' tale. That's called an urban myth. That's not true, sir.
Well, I can tell you, Mr. Henry, having a Haunted Mansion now for 2 years, we've had some... And none of the other kids jumped out of the window but the retardation boys, so...
They were tied down. And you're saying the retarded boy jumped because he can break through the ropes?
Yes, sir.
Was he tied down?
To the best of my knowledge.
So it's possible he wasn't tied down?
To the best of my knowledge, yeah.
To the best of your knowledge, what? He was tied down or he wasn't tied down?
One of the things you need to know, Mr. Henry...
So you don't want to answer the question?
No, but one of the things you need to know is that a kid that has the retardation is as strong... as perhaps, for instance, a chimp. And I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Are you talking about a chimpanzee?
Yes, sir. Those are extremely strong.
You're saying that a mentally retarded child is as strong as a chimpanzee?
Yes, sir. And have you ever seen how a chimp... Okay, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that they're not equal to other people. But they're stronger than regular people. They're as strong as a chimp... or one of them.
All right, so now you got this kid. He breaks through the ropes that he's supposed to be tied down to the floor with and jumps out of a window because your friend comes in with a gnarly eye.
Yes, sir.
And it's his fault.
It's the retarded kid's fault. Yes, sir.
And you want the city to give you a license for a haunted mansion and you'll keep retarded kids out?
Yes, sir.
How are you going to do that?
Well, one of the things, not only are they as strong as the chimps or the chimpish areas, they do resemble, and okay, I want to be very careful about this.
Well, don't say what you're thinking, all right?
No, sir, but they do resemble chimp-like behavior. You can see that if you are running a haunted mansion anywhere in the greater L.A. area, I know a lot of people will know, okay, that they do look chimp-like.
Well, Jeff, I think you got a problem here, man.
Well, I
think you got a problem. Number one, a kid almost got killed jumping out of a window when your friend pulled a patch off of his eye to show his mutilated eye from an explosion. Number two, tying kids down to simulate a dungeon scene could be dangerous. And number three, assuming that a kid who suffers from some form of mental retardation is as strong as a chimpanzee is ignorant.
Well, I don't know if you've worked with kids, Mr. Henry, but I volunteered over at a gymnasium. I volunteered over at the jungle gym over here at the city park, where a lot of those kids would come out. And the normal kids would be on the swing set, but the retardation kids would be going on the jungle gym, just swinging from one bar to the next. I told Tina to really keep an eye out for these kids, and if we get our haunted house license back, she's gonna.
1-800-449-8686. Is it time to get rid of these haunted mansions, these haunted houses, these places where they charge $5, the kid goes in. Every year there's a problem. Every year there's a Bible group that's got too many abortion scenes. This guy had a kid jump out of a third floor window because his friend took a patch off of his eye, and apparently he had a messed up eye from an explosion of some kind. Not to mention the fact that they're operating. These are two guys. See, if you have a haunted mansion, isn't it like running a daycare center? It is in a way. And these are two idiots that think that retarded kids are as strong as chimps. That's what he said. And as the result, assumed the kid broke the ropes and jumped out of a third floor window. 25-foot drop. The kid could have died. Fortunately, he's okay. Is it time to get rid of these haunted mansions? Should this guy get a license back for a haunted mansion for kids? Because he thinks somebody else made the mistake of letting a mentally retarded kid in who then jumped out of the window. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Extreme Radio.
I have a question for you, Mr. Dowder, before you get a phone call. Why would a child suffering from mental retardation react more extremely to a haunted mansion environment than a regular kid?
In the
case of your friend, Mr. Bo, who pulled the patch off of his eye and showed the kids how messed up his eye was.
Well, because you have to understand something, Terry. A retarded kid doesn't know if he's even in on Earth. I mean, he doesn't know where he is. So he may really think that's Dracula, a vampire.
A lot of kids believe they're seeing vampires.
Yeah, but a retarded kid to jump out of a window, most kids that think they see a vampire will call 911.
Well, I don't know if that's a fact, that if a kid saw a vampire, he'd call 911.
But that's what we train kids to do. We don't train them to go, oh yeah, go over to that attic window and jump. Okay?
Did you tell the kids that Mr. Bo's eye was injured because somebody tried to drive a stake through the vampire's eye?
Yes, that's part of the thing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Stephanie, welcome to the Phil Henry Show with Jeff Dowder.
Hello.
Hi.
I wanted to let this guy know, first of all, I have a background working with special education children. I have a master's in education.
Are you going to have to slow down for me, ma'am?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm assuming that means mental retarded kids.
Special education is anybody with a physical or mental disability.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you know anything about civil rights, sir? If you deny a child access to your facility, irregardless of the mental...
You talking about Martin Luther King?
Do you know who Martin Luther King is?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I think I do. Yes, ma'am.
Are you sure?
Well, if the lady
because
wants to
personally,
insult me, Mr.
I
Henry...
Feel...
Well, okay, look, but let's keep this on a civil plane, if we could.
Because she's trying to say I'm stupid.
Well, yeah, kind of, but also I wanted to know if you know civil rights, because if you deny access to a child, regardless of race, creed, color, or mental disability,
you
will
be
sued.
Are you talking about abortion?
How am I getting at abortion when I tell you just can't say no?
Because you're talking about kids. I don't support a woman's right to abort a retarded kid.
No. I'm getting back to the point with mental retardation.
She didn't say
children.
Anything about abortion.
I don't know where you're going with abortion, sir. I'm not even touching on that. I'm asking you...
I thought you were talking about that a woman has a right to abort a mentally retardation kid.
No. I said you realize you have no right to leave a retarded child, not allow him into your facility. It's called civil rights. If you stop...
Wait a second. I'm supposed to let into the Mystery Hills Haunted Mansion, which could have been one of the best haunted mansions in the greater Orange County area. I'm supposed to let in there a kid that jumps out of the window just because Toby Bo flashed his wonky eye, and now you're
Sir,
saying
you let in black people?
I beg your pardon, ma'am?
You let in black people?
Black people aren't necessarily going to jump out of a window.
Not necessarily. Do you let in women?
Although black folks are supposedly
Sir, do you let in women?
Ghosts. I'm sorry?
Do you let in women?
Wait a minute. What do you mean black folks are more afraid of ghosts?
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
I didn't say I believe that. That's what they say.
Boy, buddy. Quit while you're ahead, man.
Oh,
well, no,
my Lord,
second.
Buddy.
Wait
you
a
should
second.
Just really take a course on civil rights before you get involved, because you're entering
wait.
A lawsuit.
Are you? What lawsuit? Who's going to sue me? And for what?
Somebody's parent who's their child knocks on your haunted house and you say you can't go in because you're mentally retarded.
Yeah, because they'll jump out of a window? Yeah. You're darn right.
Well, that you're heading for a lawsuit.
Okay, ma'am,
that
let
way.
Me ask you this. Are you supposed to let a heart condition patient in?
No, not unless you have a form stating
in?
The heart condition. That you're supposed to not be biased for race,
I
creed,
know that,
color.
I put up a sign that said, no retardation kids can
oh,
come in.
Oh, God.
Well,
oh,
did,
man,
but
buddy.
If they can afford a lawyer, you know, they can sue me. It's a little harder to keep track of black folks in a haunted house, too. And that's one of the things why you don't want to let them in.
Oh, you're unbelievable,
sir. Oh, my
sir.
God.
I'm surprised
wait.
They let you out of high school. Never mind let you
yeah,
own
but
a business.
The lady can't answer my question, Mr. Henry.
Which is what?
Don't they have signs that say you can't have a heart condition patient?
Yes, they have signs. They have signs that say
you can't be
pregnant.
No, the sign actually says when you're going on a roller coaster,
right.
Be aware that if you have a heart condition, problems may occur. You don't see somebody on the front of a
don't
roller coaster
little,
saying,
but
you have a pacemaker, don't come on.
Don't they keep little tiny kids off? Yes.
No, actually,
yes, they do. They say if you go to Disneyland, if you go to Disneyland and go to Star Tours, you have to be as high as the lower part of the sign.
But do they ask you if you have a mental retarded condition, don't ride on Space Mountain?
What?
Do they say if you have a mental retardation program, don't ride on Space Mountain? That's basically what you're getting at. You're not getting at...
If they say what? If they say if you have a mental
retardation problem. Do they say you can't come in to see Mickey Mouse?
Ma'am,
or go on Space
Mickey
Mountain?
Mouse is not Dracula. Dracula scares the... could scare a retarded kid into intelligence. That's
oh,
how scared
buddy,
they
I'm going
to
get off the phone now because you know what? I'm too intelligent to deal with you.
Oh, I
anybody
see. Oh,
in the
well,
general
I wish
population
I was you.
With any sense...
Yeah, I wish I was you. You're so above everybody.
Well, I'm sorry, but...
Ma'am, the signs for the people... Who are the ones that swallow their tongues? I forget what they're called.
Epileptics?
Epileptic people, the ones that swallow their tongues.
Okay, yeah. Those ones are not allowed... into any ride where you could go upside down, for instance, on the hammer.
Why?
Because of the tongue that will go back into the throat.
What?
Okay, you don't want to believe me, man. I worked as a carny for 5 years. I worked for Johnson Brothers, also worked the Vons Carney, and I'm always at the Caneo Valley days working the octopus. Huh?
Listen, Mr. Henry, I'm going to let you go. Thank
yeah,
you very much
I,
for me trying to talk some sense into this man, but really, I don't think anybody's going to be
well, what did I say that was wrong?
You're another form of a bigot, sir. That's all
oh,
it is.
I'm a form of a bigot, and you even know that the epileptics swallow their tongue.
Sweetheart, I have a master's degree in this stuff. I've been working with it for over 10 years. Yes, I know about
okay, what about the time I had to stick a comb in this guy's mouth because he's gurgling after the salt and pepper shaker? Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
happened.
Real
that
great,
doesn't
pal.
Mean he's
all right, Mr. Doubter runs a haunted mansion, and a retarded kid jumped out of the window of the haunted mansion last year. Are these haunted mansions, is it over for these things? His friends scared this kid. Now they're not going to let any retarded kids in because they say retarded kids are... as strong as, quote, chimps and scare more easily. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
The voice of Jeff Dowder there was performed by me in that little bit of radio theater. That was me doing Jeff's voice, talking about his haunted mansion there at Mystery Hills. And the retarded kid that leapt from the third floor window. And the character of the guy with no eye is based upon a guy that I used to know in Miami who actually did have a patch over his eye because he did blow out his right eye pumping some oxygen into a glass bottle one night. And then also was popped flying his father's airplane over Fort Lauderdale Beach at 500 feet upside down. So these are some of the fine people that I've met down through my years. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I've got this guest editorial that was written on my website by Lloyd Bonafide. You really got to read this. It's on my website, philhenryshow.com, written by Lloyd. He's the owner of Bonafide Heating and Plumbing in Alhambra, California, frequent guest on our program. And he's talking about the two men taken into custody as the snipers. Now, I told you these guys worked alone, and I was right. Turns out there were two of them, but whatever. They're not affiliated with Al-Qaeda, so how do you like me now? The only thing I got wrong was that they're black, and the reason why I got that wrong is because the profile of a serial murderer is generally a white male. So every now and again a black guy pops up. Every now and again there's a black guy in the woodpile, if you know what I mean. The Atlanta child killer, Wayne Williams, he was an African-American, but by and large, they're generally white males, and so that's why that assumption was made. However, be that as it may, it's not that glaring a mistake. The fact is the guy had military training. The fact is that he essentially is operating alone. He's traveled around the country with a stepson, and God only knows what kind of relationship they've got. And like most of these sociopathic serial murderers, he's described as a very affable guy, a very friendly guy, and you'd never know in a million years that he was some kind of a scumbag. They were sleeping in their car. They found the weapon in their car. They found a scope. They found a tripod. And they did not find any affiliation with any militia, which, by the way, don't have too many black guys in their membership rolls. So our good friend there on CNN the other night that thought that this was definitely reconnaissance by a militia group that wants to see how it can affect a metropolitan area and then spread out more panic on the part of our news commentators. The fact that there were people saying that they really believed it was Al-Qaeda and Al-Qaeda could do this just to test and see how they could do it and then they'd move off into other parts of the country, more panic by our citizenry and our news commentators. The fact that somebody thought that it was a militia group locally there in Washington, D.C., training at a, quote, terror camp in Alabama, more panic and misinformation by our news media and our citizenry. That camp in Alabama, by the way, described by CBS as a terror camp, whoo boy, has that guy got a lawsuit. Ho, 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 ho. Has that guy got a lawsuit? Because I got it right there on the CBS website. Saying terror camp. This is a camp where police officers go and tactically train. It's like a combat target range. You go down halls, you go into rooms, they have mannequins set up. Federal officers, local police officers, and security firms train their people there, both nationally and internationally. When they asked the guy this morning, well, what kind of countries come and train there, the guy finally said, I don't have to answer your questions. Which basically is layman for take your microphone and park it up your ass. Some commentators said that the term Chief Moose was, the little saying Chief Moose was talking about when he said duck in the noose was actually a message from the sniper to all other terrorist cells that were waiting. More panic and stupidity from both CNN, Fox, NBC, CBS, ABC, PBS, and Sesame Street. But what we told you guys all along, this is a lone sociopath. We were right. When we told you the guy was a garden variety American serial killer, we were right. When we told you that the guy had military training, we were right. when we told you the guy was a loser who didn't have a whole lot of power in this world, and this was his way of affecting power, we were right. When we told you that this, and talk about a loser, the guy checked into a homeless shelter in Bellingham, Washington recently. This is where he was living. And when you want to have power over somebody, it's not unusual for these serial murderers to travel with other people. People that are much dumber than they are. People that are easily manipulated. I mentioned Henry Lee Lucas and Otis Toole. These two guys were a piece of work. Man, they were one for the books. And this Otis Toole, if there was a dumber guy out on the planet Earth, I'd like to meet him. But this guy, freaking Porky Pig, had more brains than this guy. Now, this kid that he's traveling with, this Malvo kid, fits that description, if you want my honest opinion. He's a kid. He's easily manipulated. He hero worships. He looks up to this guy. And serial murderers have a marvelous ability to somehow rationalize their actions in a fantasy land and a dementia-filled land of pseudo-quack politics. Now, this gentleman is African-American. So how soon do you think it is between the fact that he's an African-American with a very, very twisted mind, how fast do you think he makes the connection between his plight and the fact that America is a piece of crap country that's kept the black man down? Well, doesn't take very long. And by the way, one more thing. This guy's a member of Nation of Islam, so they say. I don't know. They said he was a bodyguard at the Million Man March, maybe. That doesn't necessarily make him one of the higher echelon members of Fruits of Islam. Just because you call yourself Muhammad doesn't mean you're a Muslim. Can you dig it? See, if I took the name Jamal, that don't make me a Muslim, right? Just because you call yourself Jamal, just because you call yourself Ahmed, just because you call yourself Abdul or Kareem or Jabbar, just because you call yourself Muhammad, that doesn't mean anything other than the fact that you got a really fancy name. It doesn't mean anything. You can be Muslim and still have the name Harry Smith. Did you know that? You can. There's nothing in the Muslim faith that says you got to change your name to Ahmed Calhoun or whatever the hell these guys want to call themselves. This guy's no different from that piece of garbage that went into that daycare center in North Hollywood who used to be a bodyguard for Aryan Nations and shot at little kids. Do you remember that one? He's no different. This guy thinks he's making a political statement because he was with Aryan Nations. He's a mental case. He belongs in a soft room hanging by his thumbs. Same thing with this guy, Muhammad. I don't care if he's Nation of Islam. I don't give a crap if he's African American. And by the way, anybody want to take any bets on how fast it's going to be before somebody says that the man has a legitimate defense in black rage? Anybody want to take any bets? I say it'll be about a week. Come on. 3 days? 3 days, says Craig. Anyone want to beat that? 2, says Chris. Come on, Janice. I want in on this. I'm taking all the action. 1 day. By tomorrow, Janice says there's going to be a lawyer sticking his nose into this saying, well, you have to understand this is legitimate black rage. An African-American expressing outrage. Yeah, see, legitimate black rage. That's why he was shooting other black people, I understand. And why he almost killed a kid. Great. I got a theory about that, by the way. The kid that he was shot, that was shot, I think maybe the kid did it. I think that Malvo kid might have pulled the trigger on that one. I think he might have gotten some training from his old man. How long before Johnny Cochran, Chris just asked the question, he thinks Cochran will be the guy. I don't think Johnny Cochran is that kind of a guy at all. I think Cochran's a really good attorney. In fact, I think Cochran is finally backing away from OJ. Who's Braun? Harlan Braun? Who's he? Oh, that's the Cat and Bredis case? Some lawyer is going to step to the front, to the fore in this. I don't think it'll be a famous lawyer. I don't think it'll be, I do not think it'll be a lawyer of any note. I think any guy with any real legal expertise is going to back away from this guy 600 miles. Maybe Harvey Weierman would take the case. I don't know. We'll have to give him a call there at his office in San Marino. Like I said, a guy with any real, but some guy is going to come up with black rage. Some guy is going to come up with legitimate political aims. They're actually able to now, in this day and age, and it's been going on this way for about 30 years, they're actually able to tie together the murder of a man preparing his bus for a morning commute with legitimate political aims. I mean, you might as well be sticking a bomb full of nails under a car. Like that Sarah Jane Olson, who, by the way, she's going to be cooling her ass for about 20 more years. Nice going, Sarah. You know, you can make some pretty good raisin cookies in prison. I hear they got a nice kitchen down there at Terminal Island. Why don't you start a little acting group as long as you're in there? So, it'll be interesting. But I just want to tell you, and this is another example, when we talk, whether it was 9/11 or the anthrax scare, this, you have got to sift through more manure to get to the truth, but it's worth it in the end if you don't react. By the way, check out our website, because this week we're featuring the Canadian Football League official website, which ties in perfectly with snipers. I don't know why I said that. But anyway, actually, check our website out. We have a link to Snopes, S-N-O-P-E-S, which is a great website devoted to debunking bullcrap. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. 1-800-449-8686. Our website is philhenryshow.com.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Extreme Radio. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Lloyd, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir. Mr. Henry, I saw on the Fox News channel that I've got on in my den this morning that the sniper had been terrorizing
this guy, you nervous?
Yeah, a little bit. The Washington area had supposedly been caught. And let me explain something to you and to your listeners. This is the kind of monkey that gets his kicks shooting people for no reason. And he shoots them in the back. And I swear to the Christian God that if I ever got my hands on him, I'd shove that GD sniper rifle of his all the way up the ass section. And I apologize for my language till the barrel come up out the mouth, and I wouldn't make any apologies for it. And what do you think about that? And I can tell you,
I can tell you,
he was traveling with a young boy, and these monkeys travel with young boys, and it sure as Jesus isn't because they want to take them fishing, and I think you know what I mean.
All right, okay, I understand, sir. So you think this guy is a bad guy?
A bad guy, for a sweet Jesus, he shoots people, and I'll tell you something, that's a hell of a how-do-you-do. To get out up in the morning and to go into your bus and you get shot right, that's a fine how-do-you-do.
Yeah, that's a hell of a how-do-you-do, isn't it?
You can bet your sweet GD rear end, and I'm walking to my job, I'm minding my business, and a sniper shoots me. That's a hell of a how-do-you-do on a spring morning.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Ed.
All right, let's go over here to Lana. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show, Lana.
Yeah. My comment was, I was just wondering where that guy is from, the older guy.
He's from... he's an American. His wife is his ex-wife is currently living in Baton Rouge. They did have a home in Washington State where he was assigned with the United States Army to Fort Lewis. Where he's originally from, I don't know.
So nobody knows where he's originally from? They only know where the 17-year-old guy is.
The 17-year-old kid is a Jamaican. And this John Muhammad, I don't know originally where he is from. That is a good question.
But you know what? I think they should have known where he's from originally right now. Okay?
Why is that?
I think the 17-year-old boy was influenced by this man, wherever he's from. Okay?
No doubt.
And I think the 17-year-old, he needs to be punished as well. Okay?
Right.
But there is one other comment I have to make. Whenever time black people do anything in this country, I don't care which country they're from, they always say they are from Jamaica.
Well,
that is not right.
Generally,
that is not fair.
Generally, they are, Lana. Sorry
yes.
to tell you
even
that.
Even that lady, Miss Cleo.
Most black people are from Jamaica that are evil.
She said she was from Jamaica. She is not even from Jamaica.
Where's she from, dear?
She's black American.
Oh, and she takes on that Jamaica thing like that cola nut guy. Remember him?
They always say they are from Jamaica, and that is so not fair.
So she's American. She's American with a Jamaican accent?
It doesn't matter. You got to check that bird paper.
No,
wherever
I'm asking you.
Wherever you were born, that's where you're from, okay?
And that's where you're at.
Okay.
Right.
So Asians, they do a lot of bad stuff. Trinidadians, people all over the world, black people, okay? And they say they are Jamaicans. They need to ease up off Jamaican right now.
Well, here's the thing about Jamaica, though. You got to admit, when you go there, they do treat foreigners pretty bad.
That is so not true.
Oh, I was there. I mean, they treated me horribly.
But that is so not true.
No, wait a minute. Wait, Lana,
all
seriously.
All Jamaicans are not the same.
No,
okay?
No, but I'm just saying to you, when I was in Jamaica, I was treated very rudely and very badly by people.
Well, you know what? I've been in this country.
And I'm a sweetheart. Ask my wife.
Very rudely, too.
No,
America.
No, America is the best country
and
in the world.
They are
you know
very.
That.
Anyway, I'm not talking about Americans.
But, Lana, you know America is the best country in the world, so
I'm
what you're saying.
I'm not saying. What I'm saying, yeah. I'm just all
but
I'm
Jamaica,
saying. All I'm saying is when...
And those cheese billboards, too.
All I'm saying is when the black people do anything, they need to own up where they're from and stop use Jamaica as an excuse.
But Miss Cleo, I just looked it up. She is from Jamaica.
She is not from Jamaica.
I looked it up. It says she comes from Kingston.
She is not from Jamaica.
From halfway.
And a lot of black people doing stuff, they need to stop saying they're from Jamaica and ease up off
All
Jamaica right.
right
now.
Chris, quit telling people you're from Jamaica.
Because there are bad and good people all over the world, okay?
Well, that's
and
true.
And this is not about America, Jamaica, and wherever.
That's
I'm
true.
Just saying, people need to hold on to their responsibility.
Well,
stop saying they're from Jamaica when they're not.
It
is not fair to the country and the people. Because
what about,
bad
where's Harry
and good
Belafonte?
People are all over the world.
I want to ask you this, though, Lana. You got to tell me, where's Harry Belafonte from?
Who?
Harry Belafonte. You know Harry Belafonte?
No, I don't know Harry Belafonte.
I think he's from Jamaica. I think he is. He's this guy that called one of the great people in our country, the great Secretary of State, Powell. He called him an Uncle Tom. Did you hear about that one?
Uncle Tom? So what does that mean?
He called Colin Powell a house Negro. You know what that means, don't you? He's an Oreo cookie.
Listen, I'm not saying you... Like
I think
said,
Belafonte did that, and he comes from Jamaica.
Like
he sings
I,
that you, song, The Banana... Banana hammock song.
Well, maybe he has his reason why he said that, but all
nah,
I'm saying...
I think he's goofy.
Human beings just need to stand up to their responsibility wherever you're from.
You're right.
You know what I mean? And
I
stop going around and say you are from XYZ country
okay.
when you're not. Because
but I,
the people,
I,
the good people
I know,
from
you're
that
right,
country,
but I got
they
mugged
get
in Jamaica.
Offended too.
I got mugged in Jamaica, so...
You know? They get offended too.
I know.
You know, and Americans are all that, all that. The people all over the world, everybody. We have bad, we have good, we have indifferent.
Except they're much worse in Jamaica.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Henry,
1-800-449-8686. Bob Green, talent agent. Go ahead, Bob.
As I was saying to you, Phil, I don't like actors. I don't like it when they talk out on politics, when they speak out about political things. I frankly think that they are some of the most egotistical human beings that I have ever met. But the problem and the reason for this are the popcorn eaters, the audience. They make them that way. So my resentment to actors doesn't extend to blaming them for their behavior. I blame all those people out there that line up for autographs, that send them fan mail, that crowd airports to get their autographs, and will basically get on their knees and kiss their you-know-what. And finally, these actors start to think that they know everything. That's why I hate actors, and it's an unusual thing for an agent to say because I've worked with them for the last 16 years. But, and the moral dilemma that I have, Phil, as I mentioned, I truly cannot stand actors and their egotism, but I'm able to work with them because I don't blame them for the way they are. I blame the audience and the moviegoers.
I don't think I've ever talked to an agent, a man who represents actors, and heard him say, I can't stand actors.
Well, I can tell you there's more than a few of us in this business.
There's more than just you?
Oh, there's a lot of guys I talk to who represent television actors and film actors. They think they're the most arrogant, egocentric, overstuffed, poor wastes of space that they've ever been around. But you don't blame them. They're the way they are because of the real culprits. All of those people, if you'll allow me to use the phrase people, and not something more colorful that I'm thinking of, who stand in line at movie box offices. And
well, the obvious problem I'm having with what you're saying is that you are an agent. You make 10% of everything an actor makes. You make a lot of money, don't you?
I could stop making the money tomorrow. I don't need the money at all. But the fact is, my mother is retired. She is in a retirement home. And my mother is the most important thing in my life. And I have put her over at the Vista Palisades Senior Living Center, which is the single finest senior residence in America. I also have a weakness for racing whippets. I have a kennel of some of the finest racing whippets. And the vet bills are big. I admit it to you, Phil, I need the money. But if it wasn't for the fact that I love my mother very much and I want her to have the very best, I would leave Hollywood, and I would leave every last one of those spoiled, rotten actors and actresses that I represent.
I've never heard such an attitude.
Well, stick around, because life can have its surprises.
All right, I'm talking to Robert Greene. Johnny Depp, Woody Harrelson, Tom Cruise are among some of the actors that have been profiled recently in the news as very outspoken about America. Woody Harrelson has said that America is a racist place. Johnny Depp has criticized America. Tom Cruise has. And we got on the phone here, Bob Greene, from Talent Artists. Talent Artists Creative, which is your agency?
TAC, that is correct.
And you are the head agent?
Yeah, sometimes I think it's a curse from hell, but yes, I am.
And you hate your job?
No, I don't hate my job, Phil. What I hate is working with spoiled, rotten television actors who think they're the second coming of Marlon Brando, and then you're working with the film actors who raise an eyebrow, slur their speech, walk like John Wayne, and the next thing you know, they think they're Edward G. Robinson. So you've got so much ego and so little space on the earth to contain it. I blame the audience. I honestly do, and I realize that...
You realize that puts you in a very controversial position.
I understand that, but I can't... Every last one of you out there, I want to say this. Thank you for a good living, but I would also say to your audience, if I were to speak my heart tonight to everyone in your audience, I would say, damn you. Damn you for idolizing these actors to the point where they can humiliate me and other agents. Damn you for idolizing these actors to the point where I got to sit at a party and listen to one of the all-time numbskulls, Woody Harrelson, go on about America and, well, Jesus. I've got a degree in political science, and I got to sit at parties and listen to Johnny G.D. Depp, Johnny friggin' Depp, talking about politics.
You resent that.
You're God.
All right, 1-800-449...
Forgive me, Mr. Henry, but it really does anger me.
All right, you've got a political science degree. Our number, hold on for a minute. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Why is Barbara Streisand out of control? Why is Woody Harrelson out of control? Why is Tom Cruise? Why is Johnny Depp? Why are all these actors speaking out against America? And you say, Mr. Green...
I say it's the moviegoers, the audience, the fans. They empowered them. They gave them the power. All those people listening to your show right now, all those people that watch television, all those people out there in the cars and on the streets, they're the ones that created the Frankenstein monster that I got to deal with and all the other agents got to deal with today. The actor who thinks he knows about politics. There is, oh boy, if they had told me before I got into this business that I'd have to sit at a party and listen to Woody Harrelson after he got done smoking somebody's toilet roll, talk about how America is the second coming of Nazi Germany, I would have begged my mother to strangle me in the cradle, and I mean that sincerely.
Well, the hyperbole...
No, I'm being very serious.
You would have wanted your mother to...
To commit infanticide, yes, sir.
Rather than
have to live in a world with a Woody Harrelson who walks around with glassy eyes because he just had his lips wrapped around someone's exhaust pipe and said, go ahead and clear the carburetor out one more time, Eddie.
All right, do you need some time?
Yes.
1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. He is a talent agent. His name is Robert Greene. He speaks for a lot of people who are talent agents. They represent actors, and they say the reason why we have these politically outspoken people like Barbara Streisand and Woody Harrelson is they feel empowered to do it because the fans love them so much. And if the fans weren't giving them all this power, then they wouldn't be so egotistical.
That's it in a nutshell, Phil. But when you get out of a limousine and you've got people literally standing around you asking you to have dinner with them, asking you to have lunch with them, asking you to have sex with them even, you begin to think you're something pretty special. And when you think you're something pretty special, then you start thinking you actually have some thoughts, some cohesive thoughts about things. And then, God help all of us, you start speaking them. In the case of a Woody Harrelson or a Johnny Depp or a Tom Cruise, it is so boring, it brings tears to my eyes. But the fact is, I make a great living.
Well, that gets us around to what I'm saying. You can blame the audience for empowering these actors for speaking out. You can blame the audience for making these actors think that their stuff doesn't smell. But in the final analysis, you could get out of the business.
I'll tell you, until I make 8 figures a year. Okay?
That's a lot of money. I mean, you could retire on that money.
I have, but I don't have that much saved. I wasn't that smart as a young man. I've got a mother who I love very much, who I've got in a retirement home.
Okay, you're 8 figures a year you can't retire on, and...
No, I've got a lot of debt. And I'll tell you why I've got a lot of debt, Phil. I had a serious drug problem in the late 80s, but I'm digging my way out of that. And I can tell you this much. I have put up with more than my fair share of humiliation, and I know...
Well, Janice told me about the event at that pool party, and you do not want to say who the actor was.
No, sir, because I still represent him.
All right. In front of 200 industry people at a pool party last summer, what happened?
Boy, it's difficult to say now that I'm thinking back on it. What happened was this. I was told by a young actor that I represented, someone who is very well known to your audience, that he was so powerful, he told me to pull my pants down right there in front of those people.
And he forced you into a sex act?
Yes.
Why didn't you fire his ass right then and there?
Because it's not that simple. I have a mother who I love very...
Okay, so what you're saying is... Your mother, you...
I need the money. Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Martin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead,
My name is Martin Wakefield. I'm an infantry officer in the United States Army. And I just want to tell this guy, if he hates his job so much, quit.
Wait a second.
Okay.
Wait. Why don't you stop giving these actors all this power?
First of all, I don't give actors power. Okay, I watch movies. Okay, last movie I saw with Mel Gibson was based on Lieutenant General Harold Moore's book, We Were Soldiers.
That was a lousy movie.
It wasn't a lousy movie if you ask Lieutenant General Harold Moore.
Well, the movie doesn't
encompass his book, but his book is a fine primer for young infantry officers to read and understand.
Mel Gibson today thinks he's the second coming of Julius G.D. Caesar.
I understand that, sir.
Because he made a movie, okay? And if you're ever...
I recognize Mel Gibson for what he is. He's an actor. Nothing less.
And a very short one, too.
Yes, sir. And I agree with you wholeheartedly, but I'm in a profession where you don't snivel about it or whine about it. You do something about it. I have a degree in social sciences. You have a degree in political science. When Woody Harrelson starts running his mouth, tell him to shut the hell up.
Let me ask you, Martin. The actor that forced me to my knees near that pool last summer makes $18 million a picture. I get 20% of that. You're telling me to walk away from that?
Look,
goddamn right. So you know how much money I make? I make less than 50 grand a year to put my life on the line every day.
And you're gonna...
I had a friend in Afghanistan, was killed in Afghanistan, makes 38 grand a year.
Well, he's probably
glad you really think
then.
I'm concerned about some clown who makes 18 million a year?
Well, all I'm saying is, do you want me to walk away from 18 million?
If you
don't, then quit complaining.
Quit complaining is what I'm saying.
I'm not
you
complaining
pick
about
your battles.
Well, you're the guy. See, if you went and saw Mel Gibson in that rotten movie, you're the guy now. I got to sit and listen to Mel Gibson talk about what a great actor he is. Oh.
No, all but right. I talked to Lieutenant General Hal Moore, and I know what a great combat leader he is. That's why I went to see the movie.
I'd love to see him make a movie then instead of Mel.
I would love to see him make a movie, too. And he donates every bit of money he made from the sale of that book to veterans' funds of the first cab.
Well, I wouldn't count on that.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
I have it on good authority. I've seen the paperwork.
Yeah, they love to say that, but...
They love to say what?
Well, they like to say they're giving the money. Look, I'm an agent. I know Hollywood.
Well, I'm in Fort Benning, Georgia, home of the infantry, home of the first cab.
Long way from Hollywood.
Their association.
Yeah. Look,
I talked to Ernie Savage just a couple weeks ago.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, of course you haven't. He was the NCO who, in the movie and in the book, if you bother to read the book, that the Sergeant Major was always telling to shut the hell up when he had a great, when he said, good morning, Sergeant Major. These are good men, and that movie was a testament to those brave men in Iadrang and X-Ray Valley, regardless of who starred in it, regardless of who made money.
I mean, it was a momentous battle in Vietnam.
Well, let me just tell you, both of you guys, this, because you'll find this interesting. If you've ever sat at 4 o'clock in the morning near a piano bar with Mel Gibson going on and on and on about Braveheart, you would take out your battle knife and you'd either do yourself in or him in. You'd probably run him through and kill yourself.
That.
Oh, come on, will you?
On and on about Braveheart this, and then we shot that, and it took 3 days to do this.
Well, that's his life. I used to sit in NTC in the desert about a month away from my family listening to guys complain because they have to deploy.
I
had brothers in arms and went to Kosovo.
These actors, you might as well go ahead and get it off your chest and go ahead and repeat after me.
Okay, now that's insulting.
You, sir, that's the same thing I told my junior enlisted soldiers. If you don't like the job, get out of it. You know what you signed up for when you signed your name.
You made Johnny Depp into the bore that he is today.
No, I've never seen a picture that Johnny Depp made unless it's been on television.
What about Woody
Harrelson? I know what a fag he is living in Paris, France, because you can't stay in the U.S. He doesn't like it. Let him leave. What I'm telling you.
I love you.
Because you're talking about the money, and it's tough to walk away from that money. But I tell you the same thing I tell my soldiers. You signed up for it. You take the good with the bad. If you start whining, it brings other people down.
No. It's costing me $15,000 a month to keep my mother in this retirement place. What are you kidding?
All right,
I understand that.
I gotta run, Martin. Thank you very much. Jeez.
And Johnny Depp. You know what, Phil? I don't blame Johnny. I don't blame Woody Harrelson. All those people, like that guy that just called in, I went to see We Were Soldiers, and I went...
Don't talk to the guy after he's hung up.
Well, you hung up on him.
Well, don't talk about him now.
No, I'm going to say, you might as well just start shearing the wool. Just shearing the wool off that guy and all the other little sheep out there, because if you don't like Barbara Streisand, folks, why did you create her? And
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Greene, very antagonistic. He's a talent agent from a TAC agency in Hollywood. Basically says that if you don't like Barbara Streisand mouthing off about the country or Tom Cruise or any of these cats, you only have yourselves to blame because as movie consumers, as the audience, as the fan base, we made them the egotistical cases they are. We created them. We're to blame. And, I guess we can do something about it. Have we done it? Should we start pointing the finger back at ourselves and saying, well, if Barbara Streisand disrespects President Bush, we're the ones that made her think she was hot stuff. And if Johnny Depp runs his mouth or Woody Harrelson too, we did it. We made him think that his stuff doesn't smell. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show at our website, philhenryshow.com.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Extreme Radio.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
I didn't tell Johnny Depp to hate America.
Mr. Hendry, you got to understand.
Wait, this is The Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. On the line with me is Robert Greene, talent agent. I didn't say, you're saying that the adulation of the American moviegoer made Barbara Streisand into the ego case that she is today. And I may agree with that, but I didn't tell Johnny Depp to hate America.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. By your kissing his ass, by kissing Woody Harrelson's ass, by all of those people out there kissing all of the rear ends of these actors, you're basically endorsing them hating this country. And when Woody Harrelson lifts his leg to the Statue of Liberty, as if it's a fire hydrant and he's the dog, you can blame the American people.
All right, we don't have time. Hold on the line, those of you who are holding. 1-800-449. Oh, no, we don't have to take a break, do we? I'm always thinking that this is the... Bob, you there?
Yeah, right here.
All right. And the other comment you made, then we'll get to a phone call, about Mr. Muhammad, John Muhammad.
Oh, that's another example.
The American people made him, too.
The American people empowered a guy like John Muhammad because they love guns. And they love big war movies. And John Muhammad basically took his inspiration for the American people. They gave their stamp of approval to him.
You're out of your mind.
Am I? I work in the movie business. I know how these things work.
The American people did not give their stamp of approval to the Beltway Sniper.
Every time they laid their money down for the Mel Gibson movies and all of that other stuff that I don't get a piece of, yes, they did.
1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Let's talk with Jack here. Jack, go ahead.
America might as well shoot themselves.
Hey, how are you?
Good, sir.
I'm going to say my piece, I'm going to get off, and then I'll listen to your comments.
By all means, my thought here this evening is that we didn't create anything. Have room to talk.
By my spending my money to go and see Woody Harrelson or Mel Gibson or whomever I may choose to go see in the theater, I'm going to see their acting abilities. I'm not creating them. What they have is a soapbox and a media outlet because they are stars that the media will listen to their opinions.
But you
I have an opinion
it.
As well.
You
my opinion is that your guest this evening is an idiot. And the only thing that we've created tonight is a complete waste
idiot,
of radio time
idiot,
listening to this jerk.
Me.
That
you
is my
me.
Opinion.
All right.
That is my comment. I'm going to hang up now and listen to you.
Very good, Jack.
Well, if I'm an idiot, he made me be an idiot. I can tell you this much. This guy, this sniper, the American people love him. Because
that's way off base.
Well, I went out to see those movies.
1-800-449-8686. Did we create all these blowhards like Woody Harrelson and Johnny Depp? This is The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
1-800. Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
We're with a talent agent, a Hollywood talent agent who represents actors. His name is Robert Greene, and he is with the TAC agency. And you are talking to us about Johnny Depp, Woody Harrelson, Tom Cruise, who recently made statements anti-American?
Well, look, Phil, I don't really care what Johnny Depp said or Woody Harrelson. These guys are notorious blockheads. What bothers me are the American people that encourage them to say these things.
All right, I've listened to you say this. You're making eight figures a year. You represent some of the biggest actors in town. Why do you stay in the business? You've told me about you've got your mother at a retirement home that's costing you $15,000 a month, and you are into racing whippets. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
What is this, like a kennel club or something?
It's dog racing in Florida.
So you stay in the business?
Because I can't get out. I can't get out. And there's a very wonderful scene in The Godfather Part 3, and The Sopranos also satirizes the scene. Just when I think I got out, they pull me back in. I can't get out. I'm drowning in a sea of bullcrap. And the American people, the moviegoers, created it.
You dropped your pants at a poolside party and let a Hollywood actor sodomize you just so you didn't lose his business.
Well, it's not my fault. It wasn't his fault. It's the American people that did that to me. I don't consider that that was done to me, and I wasn't really against my will. I am gay.
I understand that you're gay, all right.
But the point is, the American people did that to me, not the actor who I won't mention. But his initials are...
Never mind, because I don't need a lawsuit. 1-800-449-8686. As we speak here to Robert Greene, talent agent, did we tell Woody Harrelson and Barbara Streisand to disrespect the country? 1-800-449-8686. Heidi, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
It seems to me that the talent agents, because I used to work in the movie business also, are some of the biggest ass-kissers to these stars.
Wait a minute.
More than we are.
I'm the guy that got you your work. I'm the guy that went out there and got you the job.
Got me the job?
Well, if you were an actor, you said you worked as an actress, didn't you?
No. I said I used to work in the movie business.
All right, well,
on the other side of the camera. And I've worked with talent agents, and you guys are the ones that made them. You're the ones that got the $20 million salaries and all of that. Yeah, you are.
We get them the job. I don't tell them to go overseas and tell them and lift their leg to the Statue of Liberty.
You do. And neither do the American public.
Yes, they do. Every time you put a dollar down for one of their bad movies.
Wait a minute. What gets me is you're a talent agent and you hate actors.
I can't stand them. What do you find so funny about
that? You very easily get out of the business.
Ma'am, I have got bills. I have been very candid with Mr. Hendry. I had a drug problem. I am up to my rear end in debt.
8 figures a year, and you can't get out of debt.
No.
Well, you're adding to it, so I don't really.
Well, how am I adding to it?
You're saying it's valid.
How am I adding to it when I'm trying to tell you people to quit making these, quit creating Woody Harrelson every time he smokes the sofa and says something bad about America, blame yourself.
My sentiments exactly.
Thank you. I'm glad you agree with me.
All right. 1-800.
Huh? You called me
I'm
what?
Done. I'm
you
done. I can't.
A, you called me a fag?
No, she didn't. Thank you very much, Heidi.
Thanks.
1-800-449-8686. James, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And turn your radio down, too, James.
Yeah. I was listening to the previous segment, and I totally agree. I'm not a homosexual, but I agree with what he's trying to express. Growing up in Brooklyn, New York, I've seen countless, endless movies where they blow up the White House. Hollywood is in on this because the American people have a thing for terrorist movies. Arnold Schwarzenegger has made countless movies. There's countless movies about people who used to work.
Did you see, James, did you ever see a movie called Braveheart?
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
This
yeah.
guy, Mel Gibson, can't shut his mouth about that movie. Hey, do you know that I won the Academy Award? Hey,
huh.
Did you know that I won the... Hey, all this time. And I got to bend over at a poolside party and take it in the rear end in front of 200 people so I don't lose... Not Mel Gibson. I don't want anybody to think it was him.
Yeah.
But... I wish it had been. And
okay, I mean, you're gay. You don't have to start trotting it out.
Oh,
yeah.
You're one of those guys, huh?
One of what guys?
Don't ask, don't tell kind of a deal. What are you guys laughing at?
All right, so James, you think...
Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
I'm not talking about you like you're not here. I mean, I just... You're the guy that dropped your shorts next to that pool. You're the guy that makes the 8 figures. You're the guy that... And don't tell me again about your mother and the bills that you've got.
Do you remember the scene in Braveheart when Mel whips up his kilt?
Yeah.
That's basically what I had to do next to that pool.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. Mel Gibson, back on Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, let's get
what
back
she
on
did,
her.
What Barbara Streisand
I'd rather her
did.
Get back on me, but you go right ahead.
What Barbara Streisand did was totally un-American.
Well, she's just
I love her music, but I think these entertainers need to stop. Just going ahead and using their celebrity fame
to push their views on.
I mean, what she did was atrocious. To change the lyrics of her song to make an appointment to slam President Bush and the Bush
right.
family. That was totally a trope. That was.
Let me ask something, James. Did you ever see a film called Deliverance?
Deliverance. No, sir.
All right. Watch the scene where Ned Beatty is down, you know, and he's just wearing his underwear, and there's two good old boys there.
Uh-huh.
And I also have to ask you.
Okay, we get it already. You don't need to tell you, James. It is actually a good movie, but.
And you say you like Barbara Streisand's music, and you're straight.
Yeah, I like her music. I'm a fan of her music, but
yeah, okay.
That's
kind of unusual for a straight man, is all I'm saying.
No, I love her music. I love.
Okay, yeah.
I love her music.
Well, the other thing I'd say about Streisand is, geez, I know the air is free, but come on, you know what I mean?
All right, that's the oldest freaking joke. We've lost control. James, thank you very much. I know the air's free.
You heard that before.
I heard that 30 years ago. 30 years ago, some big-nosed girl that I went to high school with and a buddy of mine came in and said, I know the air's free, but what's with her nose?
I thought I wrote that.
Oh, yeah, you wrote it, yeah.
Me and Jamison Garrell.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Well, God bless you, Johnny. You stay there in Paris, too, man. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Extreme Radio.
one 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
The voice of Bob Green in the preceding bit was performed by me. The people that called in believed him to be a real person. The names and all that crap has been changed to protect the innocent. Every time I do that disclaimer, I feel it's like Dragnet, you know. The voice of Don Berman was also portrayed by Phil Hendry. So don't panic. Yesterday we had a big moment on this show. Don Berman from the KEGB News at 10 team, Channel 19, he was telling us on the air that his News at 10 team was holding back breaking news about the sniper until he felt that the public could handle it. And what he knew about the sniper, he said, was, quote, sweet. Now, Leslie Mitchell, Donna DeGarcia, Frank Aspen with sports, and Goldie Showers with the weather is part of that News at 10 team. So let's listen now to Don Berman as he literally taunted our listeners yesterday with what he said was information their news team had.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Now, we dug up some stuff on this sniper that would curl your hair and lengthen your penis.
I understand this, but it's pissing me off the way you're boosting about it.
I agree.
If it's any, like,
people do care,
and if you're going to boost about it...
Well, finally... If you're getting pissed off, then I can't tell you.
Why are you you're making us angry on purpose.
Because you're boosting about it.
What do you mean boosting about it? You mean boasting about it?
You're boosting.
You're saying that you have all the juicy things to boost your ratings.
I've got more ratings. I've got juicy stuff, yes.
Then why don't you tell us?
10 o'clock tonight.
Tonight we're going to see
you. If you don't want people to act like idiots, all you're doing right now is making them more anxious and making them want them more.
Yes, exactly.
People are going to act stupider if you're calling them idiots. You're calling your audience idiots.
Do you know, Farley, that Channel 19's own Donna DeCruz has won 3 awards for her Up With People segments, and you can't wait for that? You can't wait for...
Oh, who cares about the Up With...
If you have information about the sniper, I want to know about it. I want to know if you have information of how I could protect myself.
Well,
I'm in Miami right now. I don't know if the sniper's migrating. I could be standing in the corner and get shot.
It's nothing. Now, you see how anxious you are? You see how nervous you are? You're speaking rapidly. I was just about to tell you, and now I've decided I better not.
Okay, now you're starting to piss me off.
What?
The guy wants to know something.
Well, he's shouting. He's talking to us.
Okay, will it help if I get calm?
What do you got at 10 o'clock tonight?
Calm down, Mr. Henry.
What have you got at 10 o'clock tonight?
I think both you guys are getting your panties in a bunch.
I don't wear panties, pal. What have you got at 10 o'clock tonight?
We will leak it out in small spurts. And throughout the week, we'll do a 5-day process, and then you'll see.
You don't know who the guy is.
No, we don't know who he is. We don't have any information the police don't have. But we've got some really... Ooh, man. Have you ever had good buttery popcorn? That's what we've got. It's like a bag of buttery, salty popcorn.
You know something? Now, hold on, Farley. This is a sniper who has taken people's lives. Don, you are a respected television newsman. I'm beginning to resent the way you're putting this. Buttery popcorn? This is a guy that's killed people.
You're making it sound like it was a good thing.
Gentlemen,
he shot a 13-year-old boy before he went to school for heaven's sake.
Gentlemen, the Channel 19 10 o'clock news is your news leader. And you can rely on Donna Leslie, and the entire News on the Street team. Frank Aspen with sports.
Will you quit doing a commercial?
Excuse me, Phil Henry.
Yes, sir.
You're saying we could rely on Channel 10. Why are you calling one of your coworkers a bitch?
I didn't call my coworker a bitch. You're talking about Don Berman? You called her a bitch, right, Don?
I called Leslie a bitch, yeah. Phil Henry didn't say anything.
No, I'm not talking about Phil Henry. I'm talking about the reporter guy.
Yes, I did call Leslie a bitch, but only because she's the one that sued me for palimony. As a reporter, she's unequaled. As a woman, she's a slut. And I can tell you...
How can you work with this woman? You think she's a slut?
Because she's a dynamite reporter, and I respect her professionally. And if you saw Robert Redford and Michelle Pfeiffer in Up Close and Personal, you'd know what I'm talking about, but I guess you two are just a little bit below that, right? Sir, I might remind you, Channel 19 gives you the news that will save your life and the life of your unborn child.
Yet, if you're holding everything
all
back
right.
till 10 o'clock,
right,
my
Charlie.
Unborn child could die as of now.
And Lisa, by the way, screws like a dead fish.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
I'm telling you right now, I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that. You putting me on? That was a perfect send-up of television news, the gullibility, obviously, of the public in consuming it, the fact that these people call themselves professionals and respect each other on the one hand, and on the other hand, are screwing like wild apes. And on top of everything else, the name of that weather person, Goldie Showers, how do you beat that? God, that was funnier than hell. And the entire Channel 19 news team. You ever watch those shows? And you just click from one to the other, it's the same show. It's basically... the news team, there's always like the eye on the street or the eye up your ass news team, the microscope up your ass news team. We'll put a microscope up your ass tonight at 10. And of course, far greater and funnier people than me have satirized the point that they tell you things that you'll hear only at 10 o'clock. And for instance, you know, and then the answer is they'll try to shock you like, is there poison in school lunches? And then the answer comes at 10. No, there isn't. Okay. Are your children slowly being poisoned by school lunches? We'll have the news at 10. And then you flip on at 10 in a panic, and the guy goes, no, your children are not being poisoned by school lunches. So, how was the last time you watched a local newscast? I watched Fox and I watched CNN. I haven't seen a local LA newscast in years. Literally years. I haven't sat down, except for the Channel 5 Morning News. I dig those guys, plus they interviewed me, and I've linked it on my website, by the way, in case you'd like to see it. Is a giant spider headed toward our city? Find out at 10. Becky, what do you think? No giant spider has been reported, Bob. That's good news. All right, Goldie Showers, what do you think? How's the weather looking today?
Well, you know.
I'm telling you, I will pay money. I'll pay you $10,000. If any weather person in the Los Angeles area will change their name to Goldie Showers. How about starting with Garth Kemp, man? Come on, babe. Come on, Garth. Has he got blonde hair? You know, I used to work with Garth over at KMET, and then I fled L.A., and I went to Minneapolis, and he was on KQRS in Minneapolis all of a sudden. And he's calling me up and going, hey, Phil, Garth Kemp, remember me? I said, yeah, what are you doing? Oh, I'm up here in Minneapolis. I said, no crap, yeah. So I go, well, I'll see you later. I'm going to Miami. Me too. Well, you nuts, get away from me. I go down to Miami. He's down at Zeta 4. Then I come out to L.A. What do you think? He's on KLOS. This guy just went around the country. We tracked each other. And now he's doing a weathercast, and I am going to have a half-hour sitcom. Maybe, probably not, but maybe. The latest is this, and I work with some great people at NBC. They're really nice people, and they're really strong people. And they said, and I got a great writer that I'm working with, and this is, I'm going to have an ulcer over this stuff. I'm going to have an ulcer. I'm going to have to sandbag my house, and my kids and my wife will be hostages. But they said, do you want to star in the show? See, the odds of me getting a TV show on the air, I got better odds of making it to the moon. But you still work as if maybe you're going to do it. But do you want to star in the show? I said, yeah. Have you got the time? Yeah, I got the time. I start my show at a certain time of the day, my radio show, I can do it. Well, we want to be sure. Well, no problem, we can do it, you know? Well, if you think so, yes, I can, all right? I didn't want to, but everybody I talked to said, we'd really like you to be the star of the show. The network would like you to be the star of the show, and the writers would like to be the star of the show. Okay, I'll be the star of the show. Well, I don't know. Is it such a good idea? Well, why were you guys saying in the first place? Anyway, everything's cool. It's all good. 1-800-449-8686. I want to tell you about our website. So much going on. Our free website, our free subscription weekend, is going to be November the 22nd to the 24th. You can flip on our website, log on, and hear all the audio for free. That weekend, you will not need a backstage pass. It'll be absolutely free for everybody clicking onto the Phil Hendry Show website. If you like bits like the Don Berman and Goldie Showers bit that we just played for you, if you enjoy Jay Santos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and others, you'll enjoy the comedy archive that we have on the Phil Hendry Radio website. Second to none in audio quality, second to none in comedy content. It's all there for you. The 22nd to the 24th, log on, check out some of the stuff that we got. Now, in addition to that, on the 20th of December, we will have our second annual webcast. And what is that? Well, it'll be our 360-degree camera that rotates around the room as we did last Christmas. And it'll be Janice and I prepping the show, and then, of course, us executing the show. It's on December the 20th. It will be only on the Phil Hendry Show website, and you will need to have a backstage pass for that. Coming up on our website, by the way, I'm really excited about this. I dug up a tape, a videotape of me at KVEN Radio in 1990 doing the Raj Fanin character during the Gulf War buildup. We're going to have that up on our website. You'll need a backstage pass to see it. It's really bizarre. All of that and more coming up on PhilHendryShow.com.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. And now, Phil Hendry.
This hour we have a round of Do It Like the Guy Does It in the Movie. Tonight, a line from Godfather Part 2. It could be worth a Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirt to you. Now, you know what they're saying in this case? That Malvo kid is not the stepson. He's just, they don't know who he is. He's just a friend. He's a young kid. He's a young punk. He's his punk. Maybe he's some kid that he punked in jail. I don't know. But he is a 17-year-old punk who's hanging around with Muhammad, a lover perhaps? Many of them, as you know, are predatory homosexuals. I don't know who he is, but in any event, this guy isn't a stepson. These people are in such a panic to get any information out onto the air. It doesn't matter what it is, how they say it, who they're saying it to, where they are, what they're wearing, whether they're... Sometimes I look at these guys on TV, it looks like they just got out of bed, like they've been sleeping in the back of their truck. Now let's go to Lou. Lou?
Yeah, Jesus. I gotta get some coffee first.
What do you got, Brian, down there at the news...
Holy jeez, I don't know you guys are gonna come in right now. Okay. Where are we?
Yeah. And, you know, it's the stepson, and then we think that maybe it's Al-Qaeda, and it could be a militia, and blah, 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 blah.
See, I know we have time that we got to fill up. I know that we have time that we have to pour sound into. I'm not in a big panic. I sit back. I survey and peruse the landscape. Like a twig on the broad shoulders of a river. And as I do that, I surmise and I come to a conclusion that I think is based in logic and common sense. And like I said earlier on in our broadcast, we're the guys that told you it was just a one-man operation, serial killer, psychopath, no connection to a militia, no connection to Al-Qaeda. The only thing we got wrong is the guy's black. Now, the other thing here is... some of these guys don't even know why they killed. There's a very, very interesting piece here on the internet, and this comes from, I don't know, some website, AryanNations.com. I don't know what this means, but anyway, I'm kidding. This is a really good thing I got here off a website. It's Billy Jones' website, okay? And Billy says, Billy's homepage, I think I got this from. So what Billy says is, he says, Joel Rifkin strangled 17 prostitutes in 4 years at random without remorse. But years after New York police caught him in 1994, he still has no idea why he killed. And everybody, on the handicap that people in the news work from is assuming there's a reason this guy did what he did. There's no reason. There's no reason. There's no reason. His membership in Nation of Islam is not a reason. His anger at being a black man, not a reason. His, what else? What other problems has he got? I don't know. He's homeless, not a good reason. It's not even a reason. It's not a reason. And last hour we said, how long do you think it'll take before somebody tries to tie this to his race as a justifiable means of expressing black rage? It took about 2 hours. Because we just saw it on the tube not minutes ago. Janice, you win the bet because you said 1 day. All right. So Janice said, I said a week. Craig said 3 days. I think Chris said a day, and Janice said, 4 hours or whatever the hell it was. You win, Janice, a Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt. Now quit bothering me for one, all right? So the thing that's interesting is there is no reason. There's no reason. Did he do it for money? Did he do it for gain? Did he do it for... He did it because his mind had finally come apart. He could no longer keep it together. I heard Mark Furman, the cop, he said, I don't understand how you can go from making doing a liquor store holdup in Montgomery, Alabama, to being a serial murderer in Washington, D.C. What's not to understand? What doesn't he get? They shot two women at long range in Montgomery, Alabama, and I guess they decided to take a few things from the store, not that they needed it, and it felt so good, and it seemed to be the thing that this guy needed to do because he's a sociopath. So they went up to Washington, they drilled a hole in the trunk of the car, and what is up with this white van thing? It was a blue Capri, or a Caprice, what is that, a Chevy Capri? Caprice, a blue Caprice, with a white van. Somebody theorized, well, maybe a white van was driving by when they heard the gunshot go off. A bird was crapping on a pole, something. This is the kind of panic that goes into it. But there's no secret when finally these guys who've tried to hold it together for years and years and years and years, finally they can't stand not being able to feel anything anymore. They need to feel a little power. They go out and they start doing their thing. The people that talked to this guy that lived across the street from him, that knew him in Tacoma, Washington, real nice guy, offered the kids to go to the beach, offered the kids to go to the pool. Yeah, the least guy you'd ever think to be involved in something like this. Yeah, how many times have we heard that? And this Nation of Islam, let me say this. I don't indict Nation of Islam. I don't think they had anything to do with it. I don't think they had anything whatsoever to do with it. Do I like Nation of Islam? I don't particularly hate them. They're just a bunch of morons. They have about as stupid a worldview as I've ever seen, and they're about as ignorant of history as well. They're just a collection of really stupid people. But doesn't mean they don't have a right to exist, and it doesn't mean that they committed murder involved in a conspiracy to commit murder. I think this guy was on the fringes of Nation of Islam. He was hired to be a bodyguard at the Million Man March. He went out. He changed his name to Abdul, and I guess he figures that makes him a Muslim. And then he gets all pissed off with a gun, and he does what he does. Nation of Islam had nothing to do with it. So don't get your underwear in a bunch on that one. All that does is give us another opportunity to sound on Nation of Islam, which, frankly, I couldn't care whether they lived or they died. But I got a problem with Nation of Islam only because they murdered probably one of the greatest Americans that ever lived, Malcolm X. And I will always believe that. And they can kiss my ass if they don't like it. They murdered probably one of the greatest Americans that ever lived, Malcolm X, and they do not take any credit for that. And you'd think they would. You'd think they'd be proud of their handiwork. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Henry Show. Vic, hi.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good.
Phil?
Good.
All right. I'm calling you out of South Florida. I'm actually a Haitian American. Big fan of yours. I understand your program and everything.
Thanks.
When you did the Lloyd Bonafide bit last hour, I know you're not a racist. I'm even amused. Because of the fact that, in some ways you are attracted to black females. I mean, but
had some good times in Miami with them, I can tell you that.
Yeah. but it's interesting. It's some of the terminology that you use.
I bet you I know what you're going to say. I bet you you're going to refer to Lloyd, the character, using the word monkey.
I know you're not a racist.
Let me say this. As hard as this is going to be for you to believe, there's a certain kind of guy that uses the term monkey to refer to anybody that gets on his nerves.
Okay.
Now, Lloyd has used the word monkey in tons of bits. I can talk to Chris and Craig referring to white people.
Okay.
This monkey, that monkey, monkey this, monkey that. It's all about, it isn't about black, it's about guys that bug him or piss him off.
Okay.
He also used the word turkey, which is also another kind of old school term for guys that you know, irritate you.
Okay. I understand you a little bit more.
I call
now.
Chris monkey every day.
Okay, well, it was more like of like, you know, red flag. I was like, I don't believe Phil is like, you know, even on that level in some ways.
No, man, I'll tell you this, Vic. I am past pandering. See, I went through a lot of changes in my life in terms of my view of race. And I think I was pretty hip as a young kid because I would look at things on TV, like I watched George Wallace keep those kids out of the University of Alabama. And I probably wasn't more than 9 years old when I was watching him do that on TV, right? And I remember thinking to myself, literally, who is this asshole standing in the door? Why won't he let these kids in? But I've gone a long way in my life, and I'm beyond pandering to people. And if I have to use racially insightful or explosive terms to further a point of view about people's ignorance, I'll do that. And sometimes it really makes a lot of my black listeners angry.
I have another question, Phil. I understand since 9-1-1, you've come out with a more laid-back R.C. Collins. What happened to, like, you know, the little, like, on-the-edge R.C. Collins?
I think he's a military student. I think we've got a good way of using him as a military student who's gung-ho to go over and kick ass. I think, and the fact that his father's wealthy and his father sent for him to go up to the house in Northern California, I think, I don't know, I have fun with him that way. So, and he has more of a point of view and more of a direction. So that's the reason why I did that. Thanks for calling, Vic.
All right.
Okay, thanks, pal. Bye. I had a Haitian cab driver once in Miami. I said, so what's up with the voodoo, man? No, man, I don't go near that. You kidding me? This lady, she laid it on me. Wow. I said, whereabouts? He says, right over here, Liberty City. I said, well, what do they do? No, man, that's bad. That's powerful. This chick, you know, I wanted this woman, right? I go over to this witch queen, right? You know, she laid this stuff on me. Who, baby? Forget it, you know? I didn't get out of bed. It's like 3 solid weeks with this chick up on the beach here, man, at the Holiday Inn. I didn't know what he was talking about. 1-800-449-8686, our website, philhenryshow.com. Coming up, do it like the guy do it in the movies.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Extreme Radio.
And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
All right, we're going to do a contest. This is called Do It Like the Guy Does It in the Movies. It's worth a Jay Sano Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt. And we got a piece of sound from Godfather Part 2. And this is the great actor Lee Strasberg, who played in this film Hyman Roth. Hyman Roth was based on a real gangster named Meyer Lansky. But that's immaterial. And he is talking to Michael Corleone. And he tells Michael, basically, that when someone gives the order to kill somebody, you don't ask who gave the order. You just realize that that's business. And he goes back and he talks about the kid that he grew up with, the kid who invented Las Vegas. In the movie, he's referred to as Mo Green, but in real life, we knew him as Bugsy Siegel. And Bugsy Siegel and Meyer Lansky were very good friends. He says, someone put a bullet through Mo's eye. No one knows who gave the order. When I heard it, I wasn't angry. And here, then, is the rest of the speech, which I'm going to want you guys to repeat on the air for a Jay Sanos Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt.
I knew Mo. I knew he was headstrong, talking loud, saying stupid things. So when he turned up dead, I let it go. And I said to myself, this is the business we've chosen.
I didn't ask. Who gave the order? Because it had nothing to do with business.
Right. And you'll notice he's going, there's something wrong with his throat. I knew Mo, I knew he was headstrong, talking loud, saying stupid things. So when he turned up dead, I let it go. And I said to myself, this is the business we've chosen. I didn't ask who gave the order because it had nothing to do with business.
I knew Mo, I knew he was headstrong, talking loud, saying stupid things. So when he turned up dead, I let it go. And I said to myself, this is the business we've chosen. I didn't ask who gave the order, because it had nothing to do with business.
That's a tough one. Plus, he's got some kind of a booger in his nose. He's doing that. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know if anybody can take a shot at this one this week, because there's a lot of stuff going on there. I knew Mo. I knew he was headstrong, talking loud, saying stupid things. So when he turned up dead, I let it go. And I said to myself, this is the business we've chosen. I didn't ask who gave the order, because it had nothing to do with business. It's worth a Jay Sano Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt, 100% cotton. This thing is for sale in our souvenir shop, by the way. But we're giving one away, as we do each week. It's silver, it's black, it says Citizens Auxiliary Police over the left breast, and on the back it says, we take a peek over the shoulder of the police, Jay Santos. The Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt, which is available on our website, in our souvenir shop, and our address there, our website, philhenryshow.com. Let me see, Lawrence? Lawrence?
Phil, it's Lawrence.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I got this one down, Meyer Lansky.
All right. Now, not only do you have to have the lines, but you have to have the characters. So, including that whole thing, right? Ready? Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
And that man's name was Mo Green, and there isn't even a sign.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're doing the whole speech. I knew Mo. I knew he was headstrong.
I knew he was headstrong, sure of himself, making friends, talking. Okay, you're right. I don't have that part.
You
I have the other part down better.
All right, do the other part.
I'm going into my bedroom now. When I come back,
what the hell is he talking about?
If there's $2 million in a briefcase,
I know I have a partner. If there isn't, I know I don't. You started out with that kid's name was Mo Green, and the city he invented was Las Vegas.
All right,
all right, get out of here. Rick, how are you doing? Rick?
I knew Mo. I knew he was headstrong. He said stupid things. When he showed up with a bullet in his eye, I knew it was business. And this is the business we chose. And I didn't ask who did this, because it had nothing to do with business.
I like that nose thing, man. Hold on. So there's Rick. He barely had any of it right. He barely got it right. He was just half on target. But I like the effort, especially that. Here is Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
Phil.
Yes.
Hello, Phil.
Yes.
Could you run it by me again, real quick?
Here we go.
I knew Mo. I knew he was headstrong, talking loud, saying stupid things. So when he turned up dead, I let it go. And I said to myself, this is the business we've chosen. I didn't ask who gave the order, because it had nothing to do with business.
Got it?
I think so.
Go ahead.
Okay, hold on. Can you give me the first two words again?
Asshole. All right, thank you. Here's Bruce. Bruce?
Hello, Phil.
How are you? Go ahead.
I knew Mo. I knew he was headstrong, saying stupid things. So when he turned up dead, I didn't ask who gave the order. I knew he was headstrong, and there isn't even a plaque in that town to this man. This was a man of genius.
And I knew he was headstrong and saying stupid things.
Hold on there, pal. I knew Mo. All right, we'll take one more. No, we don't have time for one more, do we? Yeah, one more. One more. Here's Mark. Mark, go ahead, pal.
Phil?
Go ahead, brother.
I knew Mo. I knew he was headstrong, saying stupid things. And when he turned up dead, I knew it had nothing to do with business. I said to myself, this is the business we've chosen. And it had nothing to do with business.
Right. All right, brother. Hey, Mark. Mark? Mark.
Yes.
You're the winner, man.
Hey,
yeah,
Phil, you're the
best. Winner. You got that. Hold on the line here, okay? Yeah, there you go. Beautiful. Mark's the big winner there of the Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt. And he's in where? Massachusetts? Solid. The line is, I knew Mo, I knew he was headstrong, talking loud, saying stupid things, so when he turned up dead, I let it go, and I said to myself, this is the business we've chosen. I didn't ask who gave the order because it had nothing to do with business.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, we got this email. I guess it's for real, and it's from Janice Brown. And she writes, hi, on January 1st, 1999, my boyfriend Mike, now my husband, asked me to marry him because of Phil Hendry. We were in the car listening to Phil, and we were both laughing so hard we were almost in tears. We stopped at a Manhattan Beach Starbucks, and Mike was looking at me with this really strange look on his face. Then he strangled me. No, I'm kidding. Let me start all again. We stopped at a Manhattan Beach Starbucks, and Mike was looking at me with this really strange look on his face. He told me he had to talk to me right away. Boys who were 15 months old, Mike still attributes my laughing so hard while listening to Phil to our engagement. I would really like to know what we heard that night and if there is any way to purchase it. I am not sure which piece it was, but it could have been Steve Bozell talking about NASA. Maybe it's on one of the My Friends Play CDs. If it's not the Steve NASA piece, I would still like to know which one it is on, so I could buy that one as well, the Steve NASA bit. I think that's solid, man. We're really appreciative. And I can tell you about the Steve Bozell NASA piece because I remember it, but I don't know if we still have it. Steve Bozell wanted to sue NASA because he wanted to be the next civilian on the space shuttle, and he'd went out and got himself a helmet and a spacesuit and everything. And he even had been doing his own training. I think he, like, put himself in his wife's dryer or something. And he was crying because they chose somebody else. And what was he going to do with his brand new helmet? But Janice, I want to thank you very much for that email. That does touch all of us here at the Phil Hendry Show. And very good luck to your family and to your two sons. And your family is Mike, Lance, and Scott are the two boys. 1-800-449-8686. David G. Hall. Hi, David. How are you doing?
That's got to be bull crap.
What does?
The email you just read, that's got to be crap. That's got to be...
What do you mean, it's crap? I got it from Janice.
Yeah, ask her if she really did that, if that's really an email. Ask her.
It's an email. Yes, it is.
I don't believe it.
Well, it is.
Well, I don't believe you made anybody laugh. You know what, Phil? Janice probably wrote it and says she...
Did you write this, Janice? Do you swear to God you didn't write it?
Why do you think she used the name Janice? Janice Brown? Oh... And maybe she's got another one from Gene Smith in there somewhere.
Janice, she says she didn't write it, okay?
Then Chris wrote it.
Did you write it, Chris? He didn't write it. It's a lady that got married.
Bull crap. Dear Phil, we were laughing so hard.
Well, isn't it possible?
At your show? Yeah, they were laughing so hard that he decided he wanted to have sex with her in the backseat of a car. Phil, I've never heard of anything like that before in my life. Never in my life.
What is impossible about that?
Look, romantic music makes a woman want to, you know, do it. And stuff like that. Comedy bits don't. You know, I feel so romantic after that Steve Bozell bit. Why don't you marry me?
Well.
Think about it, will you?
Janice said...
Well, maybe Janice didn't write it. Maybe Chris didn't write it. It's got to be bullcrap. Look, pal, your show is in Love Songs on the Coast. All right?
Well, I thought maybe...
Well, you thought wrong. Somebody made it up and sent it in so they could suck a free T-shirt off of you. Oh, what, are you going to cry now?
No, I'm not going to cry. I just thought it would be nice to think that maybe I had that kind of...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sure, Phil. Hey, Phil, your bit was so funny, so hilarious, that I immediately thought about having sex.
Well, you know...
What, will you sit down and listen to Soupy Sales and then you want to... Do it to your wife, doggy style, on the beach?
No, I do not.
Well, then think about it. She wants a free T-shirt. And she also asked for that the bit, didn't she?
She wanted to know if she could buy it.
Yeah, she wanted to know if she could buy it. I hate the rain in your parade. That's not a real letter. It's got to be bullcrap. Nobody gets married after they hear one of your shows. Your show ain't even that funny.
Gee, thanks a lot, man.
Well, I'm telling you the truth.
All right,
Well, look, don't start getting... You still got 20 minutes left in this hour.
It makes me feel bad, okay?
Butch up a little bit, okay?
It makes me feel bad. I thought it was a real note.
Butch up!
Thanks a lot for calling in, man, and raining on my parade.
Oh, well, it's my fault. Well, let me ask you, what comedy stuff are you going to do now? Maybe somebody out there will get married.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, do something really funny. If you do something really funny, maybe they'll have triplets. What do you think?
I'm going now.
Look, Phil, you're a good guy. You really are.
Yeah, sure.
No, you're a good guy. You just ain't that funny. And nobody gets married after listening to your rotten show. Hello?
I'm here.
Then say something.
Okay, thank you.
Look, Henry, as your boss, I order you to do something so funny that I need to go into the bathroom and whack it.
Goodbye. What?
I think you ought to tell NBC about your gift.
Piece of crap. 1-800-449-8686. Jim, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil. Just calling to say we've been fans for years. I'm a narcotics investigator on the other side of the coast, and we're actually sitting across from a place that we're about to hit on a search warrant. We are just gearing up to do this and just calling up to say that...
This is bizarre. This guy writes me a letter how he got married after he hears a bit, and you guys are getting ready to execute a search warrant. You listen to my show?
Yes.
Yes. Where are you?
I don't want to give you the exact location, but we are on the East Coast.
What if the cat is... Yeah, you don't want the guy listening to my show, and then he hears you guys are outside, right?
Right.
Hey, what is it about this show? We got a lot of cops listening to this show.
You know, I don't know what the story is. I know Jay Santos is a big favorite of ours,
yeah.
And Ted Bell is actually my personal favorite.
Is it because the show's a little bit sadistic? You guys kind of dig that?
Could be.
Hello?
We're laughing our asses off.
Do me a favor, will you, Jim? How long before you do this search warrant?
Well, as soon as my other partner can get up here with the paperwork. But we were saying that perhaps we'd leave the phone on as we go through the door.
Can you do that, really?
I can try.
But wouldn't that tend to toss your isn't that person supposed to be anonymous or some crap? I don't know.
No, not at this point. The cat's out of the bag at this stage of the game. I tell you what.
Why don't you leave the phone on your hip? Have you got a little hip thing with the phone?
I do.
Why don't you leave it on your hip, leave the line open, I'm going to put you on hold and we can punch in anytime we need to. How about that?
Actually, you know what, I'll have to wait until we get a page from my partner that the paperwork's coming and then I'll call you back.
Okay, do that.
I will.
Okay.
All right.
What's your? No, he needs to call us back. You want to put us? Yeah.
I'll call you back.
Hold on the line. Chris needs to have a code word from you or something. Hold on, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. So that's a police officer, and he's about to execute a search warrant, and then he's going to leave his phone on. If he can do it before the end of this hour, I hope he can. Plus, I've got a horrific gas problem right now, and I think it's that Starbucks coffee. So I'm going to need to really bust out of here, if you know what I'm talking about. 1-800-449-8666. Well, that ought to be interesting. I don't know what we can possibly glean from it. But we'll check it out. He's on the East Coast. He's a narcotics investigator, and he's about to execute a search warrant. And in a few seconds, he'll go into the house, and it'll be just like Cops, the radio version. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Extreme Radio.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Reveille, 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 call! It's the Colonel Buck Negro Show! Call in the Colonel Buck Negro Show! 5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-1! Thank you very much, Billy Winston, and welcome to the Colonel Buck Negro Show. The fat's in the fire. We are talking about it here. The very most foremost conservative talk show in America. Nobody bullcraps me. Nobody tries to slip one by me. And when Buck Negro makes up his mind, it's as firm as the Rock of Gibraltar. Ready, 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 call the Colonel Buck Negro Show. We'll be taking your phone calls here at 5555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555
my mind made up on this, and I will not be moved. He will not be moved. Colonel Buck Negro! This guy is militia all the way. I think the guy that did this sniping, this John Muhammad, is militia. I believe it's reconnaissance. I further believe that there are other members of his cell waiting to be activated. I think it is a sleeper cell. I believe they will be activated by a phone call that will contain Robert Frost poetry that will activate them from a deep slumber and will send them into action against infrastructure here in the United States. Tell me what you think here. The Buck Negro Show is on the air. One! Colonel Buck Negro, and we're on the air here. Let's go to Billy. Billy's in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Billy, what do you think? Reveille call.
Hey, Colonel. I'm sorry.
Calm down, Billy. What's the call?
Well, we're out here. We listen to your show every day. Every day. I sleep with my radio. I got to tell you, I couldn't believe I got through. As soon as I called, it just went right through.
Well, thanks very much. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't think he's militia, because if he was militia, Colonel, and I know you've got a lot of experience. You're a United States Army?
That's right, United States Army Green Beret.
Well, I don't think he's militia, because if he was militia, there would have been some training camp or some organization that he belonged to, and he would have had funding, and he didn't, there was nowhere that he was living. He was living out of his car, and he didn't really have any money, and there's no known association with any group other than the U.S. Army, you know.
So you're saying...
What?
What? You're saying he's not militia?
No, I don't think he is, because there's no real connection to any organization. Sleeping in his car, if you're militia, you've got some funny, you have connections, you know.
All right, Billy, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, Kurt. I just love the hell out of you. And
as you know, I've always felt this guy couldn't possibly be part of a militia. So that's what I think. He's not militia. Let me tell you on the Colonel Buck Negro Show what I think this guy is. This guy is Al-Qaeda. Yes, I think this guy is Al-Qaeda. He's associated with Al-Qaeda. He is being funded by Al-Qaeda. And I believe that he is getting his marching orders by reading websites using cipher code,
pornographic websites that the Al-Qaeda's are using, and these guys are communicating with each other around the world. And I believe, Colonel Buck Negro believes, this guy is Al-Qaeda, and the boy that's traveling with him is his lover. Beverly Gold, Beverly Gold, Colonel Buck Negro, 555-555-1. I will not be moved. He will not be moved. Let's go over here to Bob now. Bob, how you doing? You're calling from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Hi, Colonel. I wanted to just get this out. I'm picking my daughter up. We're doing, I'm doing brownies, if you can believe that.
That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah. But, Colonel, he's not Al-Qaeda, and the reason why I say he's not Al-Qaeda is because he's never been to Afghanistan. He's never trained with any Al-Qaeda units. The Gitmo detainees were interviewed. They've never heard of the guy. Again, like this last guy said, he's not been in, you know, he's living in his car. And he doesn't have any money, so.
No, you're.
No, I don't. He's not Al Qaeda. I gotta get my daughter. Okay.
Well, all right. So you don't.
I really gotta get my daughter. I gotta hang. I gotta hang up.
No, wait. Just hold on.
I gotta hang up. Okay.
Well, please.
Look. Just leave me alone.
All right. He's not Al Qaeda. I never thought he was Al Qaeda. Why would you think that I would think he's Al-Qaeda when it's obvious to me that this is a white supremacist shooting? That's right, I think this guy Muhammad and this kid Malvo are two white supremacists who are terrorizing the Washington, D.C. area on behalf of some warped mythology and methodology and philosophy, probably the writings of Richard Butler of Aryan Nations in the Idaho compound. It is obvious to me that John Muhammad and the Malvo kid are racist, skinhead, white supremacists who are trying to overthrow what they see as the Zionist occupational government. It's as plain as the nose on your face. Why didn't I think of it? These two guys are white supremacists. Let's get your phone calls here. I will not be moved. This guy's a white supremacist. He will not be moved. Let's go to another phone call here. How you doing? This is Chester, right?
Hi, my name's Chester Brownlee. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm calling the Colonel Negro, Colonel Buck Negro show.
Colonel Buck Negro here, yeah.
Yes, sir. I heard you just say that they are white supremacists.
Yes, I did.
And you're referring to the gentlemen that were arrested for the Beltway sniper?
That is exactly correct. Yes, sir.
Well, they're black, so I don't know how that would make them.
Okay.
White supremacists, you see.
They're black.
Yeah, I don't know what.
All right, I didn't have that information, but I never really.
You never really what?
I never. I thought that they're.
No, they're skinheads. They both have hair, and they're black, so they're not even skinheads. So I wanted to call and tell you that. I've never heard your show before. I was down around, I was looking for Art Bell, so.
All right, then.
Jesus. Did you read a newspaper? What a dumbass.
Colonel Buck Negro is off the air. But not before I tell you, I think they're an alien race trying to destroy the planet Earth. That's right, I think they're alien. I think these are people. I'm scared! I'm scared! I'm scared! Be quiet, Colonel White Supremacists. Yeah, that Colonel Buck Negro. Stick around for the next big breaking news story. I'm sure he'll have some information on that for you. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And by the way, our website is philhenryshow.com. Don't forget that on the weekend of the 22nd through the 24th of November, we will provide for you a free weekend. You can surf our website and hear all of our great audio. And on the 20th of December, that's December the 20th, will be a webcast, our second annual. You'll be able to tune in and watch us as well as listen to us do not only our show, but our show prep. 3 hours of preparing our show, 3 hours of executing our show. It's all on our website, philhenryshow.com.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Extreme Radio.